Gilbert and Sullivan are often credited with inventing the modern musical. In the late 1800s, lyricist William Gilbert and composer Arthur Sullivan wrote 14 operas, including The Pirates of Penzance.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quit the fight historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
Also, HMS Pinafore.
Vent the air with joy, we gave and rent the songs the air above. For the union of the maiden, be the man who won't return.
And Yeoman of the Guard.
I have a song to sing of.
The pair is also known for their famous breakup, which is the subject of a new children's book called The Fabulous Feud of Gilbert and Sullivan. It was written by author Jonah Winter, who joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Winter.
Hello.
I'd like to begin by asking you to read the first page of your book.
Absolutely. There was a time when jolly old England was not so jolly. Children worked in factories. Queen Victoria frowned. Everything was grim. Everything was dark, except in the make-believe kingdom of Topsy-Turvydom.
The make-believe kingdom of Topsy-Turvydom was the term for the land of Gilbert and Sullivan, is that right?
That is correct. Topsy-Turvy was a word actually used by theater critics back in Gilbert and Sullivan's time to describe the wacko plot lines that Gilbert came up with. And, you know, in order to try to communicate that to children, I decided to create a kingdom called Topsy-Turvydom.
Which has two kings named Gilbert and Sullivan. You go on to write that Sullivan got tired of working with Gilbert because Gilbert kept writing the same story over and over again. What is that story?
Basically, it's where some sort of plot line gets turned on its head, some clever pun which actually ends up directing the entire narrative, such as in Pirates of Penzance, the confusion between the word pirate and pilot ends up becoming a major plot element. A pilot. By the end of Princess Ida, Sullivan had just had enough of it. He felt like he was just spinning his wheels, and he wanted to write great classical music. So it had appeared to all the world that Gilbert and Sullivan were done as a duo.
Things are seldom what they seem. Skim milk, masquerade as cream.
But then they made up.
Almost the way the plot lines of their operas have a way of getting turned on their head, their actual collaboration also got turned on its head through an episode in Gilbert's life. Japan was all the rage in London at that time, and he was walking by a Japanese street fair and happened to see a kabuki play, which I think, just to use a modern term, sort of just blew his mind. And the proverbial light bulb went off above his head, and that became the inspiration for the Mikado.
The Mikado reunited Gilbert and Sullivan. And you sort of pronounce a benediction on this couple and this opera on the last page of the book. Can we hear you read that?
It was the best music Mr. Sullivan had ever written and the funniest words Mr. Gilbert had ever written. The audience applauded as they never had before. The two kings of Topsy-Turvydom took their bows side by side. Could they have gotten here without the arguing? Who knows? Sometimes even the best of friends fight. One thing is for certain, though. Had they not made up, their greatest opera would never have been written. They needed each other.
Mr. Winter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jonah Winter is author of the book The Fabulous Feud of Gilbert and Sullivan.